The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Matt Reeves confirms Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon, Mike Kalinowski for Hal Jordan, and Joker continues to make all the money today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the great
wow,
hall of the
this
Justice
feels
League,
different than
for the first time ever.
The greatest hero.
What? It's a Moxie kind of day,
can you
but
feel
a
that?
Green Lantern ring.
Can you feel that?
Mike Kalinowski back in the building.
What?
Am I sitting with Hal Jordan himself?
Hi,
Mike,
guys.
This is taking off
I feel terrible. I feel terrible because I'm finally here after like 2 months, and then it's the day that this is like
it's a huge
big
day.
Stuff has been happening.
It is a huge day.
I feel terrible.
I'm Roxy Stryer. Adam Gertler not here today because he's doing super secret business in New York. I actually don't know what he's doing, but I do
he's
know
chefing
that
it up probably.
City.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably putting his sausage in New York City places. You didn't like that one? Thank you, Ryan, for always being supportive of me, our amazing producer.
Could have said he's putting his sausage in the Big Apple.
That's some American Pie stuff that you're talking about right now. Mike Kalinowski.
Hi, guys.
What are all the hashtags that we're pushing
I don't
right
even
now?
Know. Are we going in?
Hashtag Kalinowski.
Yeah.
Hashtag Kalinowski for GL. Hashtag Mike for Hal. We right now, for anybody who does not know, we're going to be talking all about Green Lantern and why this is relevant in a little bit. But the internet has absolutely exploded. Thank you guys so much to our amazing fans at DC Movie News.
It started with them years ago.
Yeah.
It was years ago.
I started looking at the original hashtags. Mike for Hal was in 2015.
That picture was done by a watcher and listener of ours like 4 years ago.
Pretty incredible.
People have sent me like comic book art years ago. And this is back when we were hoping that it was going to be a character showing up on the CW verse. Am I allowed to say something? Like, take a moment? Like,
yeah, take your moment.
I'm stunned. Because I always joke on the show and I make fun of actors that do it and I never wanted to do it and pitch this and this. But the other day I was like, you know what? I'm shooting my shot. That guy Sam Liu, who's now Shang-Chi, he posted out like 2 years before he was announced. He's like, hey, Marvel, how about an Asian superhero? And then there it was 2 years later on
Did
the stage
of
Comic-Con.
Did you call Tyrese and ask for tips?
Now, Tyrese is not the guy I would have done. Sam Liu, I was going to tweet out. I was like, hey, so how'd you do that? And Ryan Potter was shooting it for Dick Grayson for a while, but now he's Beast Boy. So... You know, and who even knows if Hal's even going to be on the show? It's an HBO Go show. Watchmen is massive.
HBO Max.
They've got, you know, these phenomenal, well-established actors. And I mean, not to say that I'm not established in what I'm doing. I get it. I get the whole, you know, but it's out there. Because of the fans in this show and the fans of the Schmodown and everything there, I don't doubt. And I have such a great team behind me of my managers and agents, and they all support that and see me the same way that I see myself. I don't doubt for a second that I will not play a DC character one day on these
shows.
At some point. Whether it's Hal, and they're saying this is a Green Lantern-inspired show. It might be in outer space. Hal might not even be in it. Hal might be a cameo that they say, hey, we need an actor. You know, who knows? But it's out there. I'm putting the juju out there. The fans, you guys are doing it. You guys have put so – like, people are sending me podcasts like, hey, and they're putting up their graphics of me and this. And so it's out there. And they're tweeting out to the producers and they're casting. It's like
– You are Hal Jordan. You're our Hal Jordan.
But that's what I say. It's like, you know, it'd be one thing if I was just a guy that liked Hal Jordan is like – I've spent my life acting. It's what I do for a living. I constantly mad at every single day, and the physical stuff that I do every day is an actor. Because when that opportunity and that door opens, I'll be able to go through it and know that it was the right choice.
I think that what...
You know, it's you got to put the work in.
What's pretty amazing is that you've set yourself up for success in this area. And at the very least, which is what I tweeted, let's get you in the room.
Yeah, that's all it matters. It's
like, we just want you to be seen. If there is a Hal Jordan on the show, if it's not a Guy Gardner, Jon Stewart show, if it's a Hal Jordan show, and there's Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern show, which again, we'll talk more about in TV time, then Mike Kalinowski deserves to get in that room. Berlanti, do you hear me?
I think about this and I hear...
Berlanti, do you hear me?
Because I hear about this stuff and it's like, and it's because of this show. It's the fans of this show that have been there and kind of championed it. And because you guys are the ones that these shows are for. So like to me, like it'll be a day when there's a Comic-Con panel, whether it's a TV show or whatever. And I could say it's because of DC Movie News. And I could say it's because of you fans out there. And I can meet the fans like everywhere. It's like, it's all going to come together. It's serendipity. No other actor that I know that I see in these shows, because as an actor, I watch the other actors that are of my caliber or just the tier above
me. Are as big of a fan as you are of
Yeah. None of them show up and they're like, you know, they say, well, I like the comics and I read the comics. And there's nothing wrong with that because that's not for anything. You know, who's to say that? You know, everyone, there's people that want to be sports, play characters of sports heroes in their movies. But this is what my whole life. I would do the character justice like they wouldn't believe.
You'd do him Justice League?
Not the movie Justice League.
Just
not that.
Justice.
Yeah.
I
digress. I
look at you as you talk about it because I feel like I could cry with how excited I am about the potential of this. And thank you again to the fans out there for all the tweets.
I gotta say, 10, 15 years ago, I remember I have a great friend of mine, who's my old roommate, Scott Porter. He was on Friday Night Lights for a very long time. He's on Heart of Dixie. He's a really great actor.
Jason Street.
And I'm saying, and I remember he got his first kind of big break, and then all the fandoms were like putting him for certain characters, and they would. This is kind of before social media took over, but like Wizard Magazine, and they would show his picture in there, and I was like so jealous. I was like, oh my god, this got to feel so awesome. And now here I am, like 10 years later, and it's happening to me. You know, to see the people.
I'm seriously gonna cry. You have to stop.
No, it's true.
We have a whole show to do.
I know.
I can't look at you.
And Scott is such a good guy, and he's actually borrowing my Captain America costume to take his family trick or treating. He's such a good guy because success that has happened to him is so well deserved. But to see where he was, and to see where I am, and to see where I could be, it's just awesome. And I love it. And I love all of you guys for doing this.
Well,
my Twitter blew up.
Anybody who wants to help, just tweet. Let's get it. Let's continue to have
it
trending.
Let's talk. Let's talk movie news.
Yeah, we're gonna talk.
I gotta take the jacket off. Too hot.
You're just trying to show off the guns to get cast. Now you're just trying to show you got the muscles to be Hal. All right, we've got a lot going on today, though, because we're going to get to all of the HBO Max stuff. I know we've talked about Green Lantern briefly, but we're going to dive into that. But I wanted to start by talking about Matt Reeves, who confirmed something that we've known for quite a bit, Mike, but I guess we didn't know we knew.
Right, because I just mentioned that. You were like, that was already thought. It's like, so it was, but...
Jeffrey Wright as Commissioner Gordon.
Yep.
Now, that's something we probably reported on this show
two months ago, maybe.
But even
it was
before
never
that.
Like.
But we knew Jeffrey Wright was in it. We knew Commissioner Gordon was going to be there. We thought that Jeffrey Wright was Commissioner Gordon, but Matt Reeves actually confirmed that
the way he does with the tweet. With
and
the
you
GIF.
Loved this. You loved this GIF.
I love Jeffrey Wright.
Do you love Matt Reeves?
I do.
So why'd you just single out Jeffrey Wright?
Because he was the one that was cast. Matt Reeves has been cast as the director. Not cast the director, but he was the director for a very long time. So I got excited a year ago for him.
So do you think that Jeffrey Wright is the correct pick for Commissioner Gordon for the Batman?
Yeah, I think Jeffrey Wright. If you ever watch, like, I know Jeffrey Wright, you know, he's Felix Leiter in the James Bond series. But I remember him as People's Hernandez.
You know about James Bond?
A little bit.
Huh.
A little bit.
Why don't you try to spin? Let's see what happens.
What? We're going to spin?
Yeah, the wheel.
Oh my! Really? You too?
Well, I just you gave
you
too? So much praise.
Would a Roka give you a little card in the table there to say that?
Just curious. Jesus. What does Harley Quinn call Joker?
Puddin'. Good the one. Clown Prince of Crime.
Yeah.
God, wow, that's not old enough.
All the slowdown inside jokes. Keep going, though. So you do think that he's
Jeffrey
the right
Wright,
pick.
Yes. Have you ever seen the movie Shaft, the 2001? He plays a character called Peoples Hernandez. That was my kind of first interaction to Jeffrey Wright, and I've loved him ever since. I think he's great. Westworld, I mean.
Yeah, I think he's excellent as
it's
well.
It's going to be an interesting choice because he's kind of younger than what Gordon has been portrayed, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's only.
But Robert Pattinson's young.
I know. Yeah, so they're going young with this, but It's interesting. It's a different thing than we've seen Gary Oldman, different than J.K. Simmons. I'm excited. Yeah. Nothing that has come out about this movie has been bad. Nothing.
I agree with that.
Not one thing has been like,
well, since Matt Reeves came on.
Yeah, yeah. Since they knew it, since they were coming out,
there was a lot of stuff. I mean, with people talking about Star Wars right now and all the mix-up, I do think people forget sometimes that we've had our fair share.
But it's so funny to see the Star Wars stuff kind of lose its mind, and still people are like, "No, Star Wars is fine. It's fine. It's in good hands." But yet, one website listed all the director changes and mix-ups and movies that were gone. It's like, DC had a fraction of that, and everyone's like, burn it all down! Start over! It sucks! DC can't do anything right! It sucks! Star Wars is like triple that, and everyone's like, no, it's okay. It's all right. Everything's good. Everything's good. Knows what it's doing. But that's just the fandoms.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like your troll voice.
I think Star Wars is damn well fine.
I think we're all fine.
Yeah.
Going to be okay.
And all going to make money.
I'm one of you guys.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Let's talk Joker.
I knocked something down.
Because, you did. I'm sure you did knock something down. Look at you, tearing things up. Green Lantern powers and bring us to space and fix things.
Yes.
And that's not how it works.
That's not.
Let's talk Joker because, Mike, you have not been here. Yeah, since we went.
Yeah,
we saw Joker.
I know.
We lost our minds, and then you disappeared for a month.
Yeah.
It is making
I tweeted out the other day, because it caught up on me. It was like $750 million. It was like, could Joker make a billion? And within a week, it was $870 million. And I was like, it made $107 million in a week. And now
we're right about there.
We're like right at around 800, 850.
No, I think that we are at 8. Well, this is a couple days ago. It was 852. I'll check box office.
I know we're getting into the holiday season and what's coming out. Terminator's coming out this weekend. It's going to do gangbusters. But you got to forget, I think WB will keep it out in theaters because the Oscar push. And if it's not in theaters, they're going to re-release it in theaters.
$856 million.
I think it hits a billion.
I kind of do too.
And it's not even going to do China. It doesn't even get China. So can you imagine if it hit China? Billion guaranteed. And that is insane to me. That is insane that this movie is doing that.
Would you call it insane in the membrane?
Sure.
There was an article from comicbook.com, actually, now that you mentioned China, that said Joker movie performance is even more impressive when China is factored out of global box office, which is completely true.
Yes. It's like,
considering it was able to make that money, like you're saying, that's not, and we haven't even gone to China. So it's like we just talked about, we're over 850, which is crazy, crazy.
If I could,
bonkers.
I'd stick my foot in my mouth right now because of what I had said about Joker in the past. I'll admit I was wrong. Never thought this movie was going to do this. I never thought this movie was going to be made. I didn't understand why they were making this movie. Now that I saw it, I changed my tune. And I'm an adult and I can admit that. Because I saw it twice.
Look at you being
an adult.
I
saw it twice. I go back to my girlfriend.
What'd she think?
Oh, she loved it.
Good.
But on the other hand, she works with a lot of people with mental problems, and she's a nurse, and she didn't feel sympathy for him, but sided with. She was like, "I see him. I see what he was doing. I got his side because she deals with that every day." And it was a different perspective for me. Like, I never once felt sympathetic for him. I was like, "No,
I
this
didn't
is."
Feel that either.
But I'm so glad, and I can. I apologize, guys. I haven't been able to talk about it. I'm so glad the controversy was manufactured. That there were no incels killing people over this movie. It was just a phenomenal movie.
I still can't believe incels exist as a concept.
Name came, I was like, "What?" You had to explain that to me, what that word meant to me, because I'm like, "What is
involuntarily celibate?"
Okay, all right, I'm so glad, and I love the fact that this shows. I was talking to someone online, up Twitter, a little bit about it. I love the fact that it showed, hey, this is a $50 million movie. We don't need to spend
$70 million, I think,
to make, including marketing.
No, I think it was $70 million.
Sure,
I think so.
I think it was 50. I could be wrong. I'll put my foot in my mouth again for you, Rox. But even let's just say under $100 million superhero film that didn't need $250 million. It didn't need to open in the middle of the summer. I hope we go back to that. I'm so glad. And you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this because we haven't really talked DC and Marvel in a while, because kind of Marvel's finished its phase four and they're kind of like in a cooling off period before they ramp up again. And it's interesting.
Yeah, this
because,
says 55 mil, so you'd be right. Maybe 70 with marketing.
With marketing, easily. But now it's like, but then again, all the controversy, that gave it free marketing.
Wiki says 55 to 70
DC
mil.
DC finally, I think,
number.
Realized, hey, we cannot do this connective universe. The ship has sailed on that. We can't play catch up with, let's just give the filmmakers that want to make these properties give them the opportunity to do that. And if it ties together, it will tie together. Because now look at Joaquin Phoenix. He's like, hey, we didn't want to make a sequel, but now I can't stop thinking about this character.
Yeah.
And I 100% we can talk spoilers now, right? Had no idea that film was
going to... Spoilers for Joker. If you're watching this show and you haven't seen Joker, that's pretty surprising.
That the Waynes were tied in like that. And I loved it. Because we talked about that. If we never saw the Pearls again, great.
Yeah.
But it was so well done. And I so want to see... I want that to be Robert Pattinson's Bruce Wayne right there. So bad.
The Pearls were referenced on Batwoman last week.
No.
And I have thoughts on that. We'll wait until TV time. Wait, question for you guys out there. I'm just curious because Mike right now feels pretty confident that Joker will hit 1 billion. Do you guys think that Joker will hit 1 billion? Let us know in the comments.
Let me say why.
Well, let me first finish this thing and then you can say why. Well, I'm trying to talk to our fans. They're the one who want you as Green Lantern. You want to include them in the conversation?
I'm all about inclusivity.
Love that. Well, so let us know if you guys think it's going to make a billion. Let us know in the comments. Just so you guys know, we are live Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Currently, this is Thursday. Yes, we're doing a very special Halloween
episode. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween to you too, Mike Kalinowski. I'm just saying that. So let us know if you are on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever, Spotify.
SoundCloud?
Yeah.
What's that?
SoundCloud?
Yeah.
He's old, guys.
And I know iTunes. Yikes. I know iTunes and Spotify.
Did you say yikes, Ryan?
I said yikes.
Yikes. Also, give us that thumbs up or that 5-star wherever you are. That really helps us with the algorithms.
I'm on to you. You better be giving us a 5-star.
What did you say before? You better be giving us a 5-star?
I said I'm on today. You better be
I'm on today.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like. I'm on today.
I'm on today.
You better be giving us a 5-star.
It's my Southern Australian hillbilly.
I'm on today. And comment afterwards as well. Again, will Joker make it to 1 billion? And now, a message from Mike Kalinowski about why he thinks it will.
Because they're going to do an Oscar push. And if it goes out of theaters, because it's only been in theaters for a month. I don't see them taking it out of theaters, and I think they're going to hype up more towards January.
It's getting a lot of repeat viewership right now.
I think it does. If this was a different time of the year and there were no Oscars for a while, I might not say that, but I think it will. And China, screen the damn movie.
I think it's Halloween.
Why is China not screening it? Do we know why? I never heard why. Because I know, I think Doctor Strange, they did it because of the mysticism.
I think it was because of...
I don't know why they're not...
Because of inappropriate content or something like that.
Content prevelations.
Let's move. Oh, thank you.
Content prevelations.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah. Why do you want to leave Joker so fast, huh?
Well, I could talk about Joker all hour.
Is it because you're
you
so
excited?
You
give me a topic in the DC universe, I'll talk an hour for it.
Oh, don't I know it, team. Don't I know it.
I mean, anything.
I think you want to leave Joker because you're just so excited to talk about the Snyder Cut.
You know, let's talk Snyder Cut because...
Let's talk Snyder Cut, baby. You guys know me.
I was never like the rah-rah champion of it. Because I watch some of these websites and Twitter groups that are... They are like watchdogs about this. They put up the billboards. They raise money for breast cancer awareness. They raise money for the homeless with this. And I'm like, good for you. But now the tide is turning. Because
who's turning the tide, Mike?
These ardent fans, this rabid fan base, but also the filmmakers, not Snyder, not the people directly involved, other filmmakers like Kevin Smith and people are like, yeah, release the damn thing.
Okay, well,
it's happening.
The tide might be turning for some people, but not for others, because what I want to talk about is how Jesse Eisenberg did not know what this even was. He was asked about it, and he said, quote, "I have no idea. I don't understand. I genuinely don't know. What are you referring to? Like a director's cut?"
Well, did you see the interview?
What planet are you living on?
It's Jesse Eisenberg, though. Doesn't care about the Snyder Cut.
This is the fact that people went in on Gwyneth Paltrow for not knowing that she had been in a Marvel movie with Samuel Jackson. Whatever. The fact that people went in on this.
Different.
Is he in this universe at all?
Hold on.
You have to be living under, not only under a rock, under a
but
rock
it is Jesse
under
Eisenberg.
A building.
I could see him living under a rock.
I don't think he does live under a rock. I bet he lives in a mansion somewhere.
Hold on. Let's pump the brakes here for a second.
What brakes you want to pump?
I'm pumping brakes. Pumping the Batmobile brakes.
You can't
brakes.
Pump my brakes?
I can.
I'm on
I can and I will.
The gas.
Don't make me take these headphones off and come over there. Don't make me do it.
Use your Green Lantern
power. I'll get out of the camera frame here. You always got to know your camera.
You are moving a ton right now, too.
Staying in my frame. No. I'm staying in my frame.
Ryan,
yes, I am.
Is he doing a good job?
Yes, I am.
Pumping the brakes.
Hold on
what do you got?
Because think about this. He probably showed up to set every day and worked with Zack Snyder. We don't know that he ever worked with Joss Whedon. So when he shot that movie, he's just like, what are you talking about, Snyder Cut? I shot the Snyder Cut. I know what I shot. He might not have been there for any Zack. And now thinking about it, what would he have shot with Whedon? Like, because he's not in the movie except for the end.
It's not that, Mike. I agree with you on those things. It's
so he's probably like, he probably didn't see the movie in theaters.
You don't think he's ever been in the last, 2 years? He's never been asked about the Snyder Cut?
We would have seen it then if he was.
Asked about it.
Like, by who? You?
Yes.
People like you?
Yes.
We would have seen it on air. The pundits would have put it up. Now, here's the thing.
This is crazy.
He was in one scene in that movie, and we know now he had a couple other scenes. So I'm guaranteeing the stuff he shot was with Snyder.
Okay. I want to go to our producer, Ryan, because prior to the show, I was talking to Ryan, and Ryan feels like the Snyder Cut is closer than ever to being released. Ryan, talk to me about the Snyder Cut.
I totally believe this. I think that this movie has such a high chance of being released, especially with HBO Max. I mean, what better way to get people to subscribe to your new service than like, hey, we're going to release, it's probably not going to be called the Snyder Cut, but a director's cut of Justice League. That would flock DC fans there.
And Ryan, this goes right into what we next said. Junkie XL said the score is done.
He said he completed his work on the Snyder Cut score.
And you can't score a film unless you see a film the score.
Well,
you know, like you watch it when he's got the orchestra.
Theoretically, that would be true.
They're watching the orchestra and they're watching it on the screen.
He said, his quote was, the full score is still there. It's a really great score and it's just there. It never goes away. We'll see what happens in the future, you know?
And can I say something to add also this? Because I missed
it. If I said no, would it even matter?
I'd still go.
Yeah,
you know that.
Then, all right, I guess.
It goes back to, I said this years ago and it recently came up.
What did you say?
Do you remember when I talked on the show, and one of you guys out there would be able to pull it up? I said, what if General Swanwick was Martian Manhunter?
I don't remember you saying that.
I did. I go, just think about it, because he says a couple things
you
in the way
think
he
– possibly?
No, I know I've said it on DC Movie News years ago. I didn't say
you
he
know
is.
You said it out loud.
I've said it out loud. I say, what if he – can you imagine if he's Martian Manhunter? Because we were thinking about
– And
who,
did I roll my eyes and
no,
say
no because we
way.
Were trying to figure out when they said Unite the Seven, who is the Seven, because we knew Lantern wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. I go, what if he was Manhunter there the whole time in disguise? I said that.
Hmm.
And it is somewhere on there. I wish I had the time to go back through all of our old episodes and watch it. I don't. But
maybe
it was
one
on
of
there.
You guys
so when they posted that screenshot, I was just like, blew my mind. Because there's a couple things where like in Man of Steel where Clark rips his handcuffs apart and walks. And everyone else in the room backs up. But he just stands there. And he doesn't move. I'm just like, oh, now you see it now. And you're like, oh. But anyway, I digress.
Would you want – there's been actually a lot of talk recently, at least
about
on
the
my timeline.
Cut?
No.
Oh, your timeline is a different timeline than my timeline.
It is a different timeline.
Some of your fans.
People wanting a Martian Manhunter standalone movie. Are you in favor of or against a Martian Manhunter movie?
I think
movie?
It's a great concept. I think it could work. Absolutely. Hey, we just got a Joker movie that's almost going to make $1 billion. I'm not the person to ask for what's going to make a good movie because I didn't think that movie was going to be made. I didn't think Shazam was going to be made. I didn't think Shazam was going to be as...
We called Swerve on Shazam forever.
I didn't think Shazam was going to be as wonderful as I thought it would be. So don't ask me, hey, should this be a movie? Because I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
Well, you are the co-host of this show, so I'm going to keep asking you.
All right.
You, if you want to
keep
being wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's okay.
Story
but
of my life.
I'm probably going to continue
story
to ask you.
Story of my life.
You know what you don't have to guess about, though? Because we finally have some news on.
I want to know why this popcorn is. It's always popped.
It's always popping. I keep seeing your eyes go.
Because that's what I'm like. What is over the corner?
So for
it's
people
the
who are
popping.
Listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or
SoundCloud,
your favorite, they don't know. Behind us is this amazing image and graphic, live graphic. Ryan, what's the term for that?
That is a live. That's just a graphic, a motion graphic.
A motion graphic with the popcorn. It's popping.
Is it always pop?
It's been there for a month.
And it's always, oh, my month. I haven't been here.
Well, whose fault is that?
But now I'm not stupid because I would have seen that. I'm like, why is the screen moving?
And we've proved that he is not stupid.
Thank you.
Shout out
to Ryan.
SoundCloud.
Also, shout out to SoundCloud.
Also not stupid and trying to up their game as there's a lot of competition in the streaming wars is HBO Max. HBO Max has announced that they will have Joker, every Batman, and Superman blockbusters. Those will all be available at the time of launch, which we're talking about May 2020 in the His House.
Coming up. Well.
Is it cool when I say His House?
Sure, rocks.
Ryan?
Yeah. It's pretty neat. Not cool, though.
I'll take neat when I can get
it. Yeah, so this is a great announcement.
Is this a selling point for you? You're already sold. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm curious because DC Universe has all the Superman and Batman films.
This is my question to the people.
Yeah.
And you guys are the people. Mike, you're the people. Ryan, you're the people.
Power
you guys
to the
at
people.
Home are the people. What's happening with DC Universe?
Let
me finish the question.
I'll pull it up. Here we go. Yes, go
I'm
ahead.
Still confused. They keep making announcements about it, but none of it is making it crystal clear to me. So Green Lantern is, and again, we'll talk about this in TV time, but is going on HBO Max. Doom Patrol will be airing on HBO Max, but then also
Season 2.
Right, but then also is going to be able to be streamed on DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
The Harley Quinn animated show, still DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Stargirl, have we heard anything about that in a long time?
Yeah.
On DC Universe. So are people going to pay $15 for HBO Max and then also pay for DC Universe if the things that are on DC Universe are also going to go on HBO Max?
I think it'll be a bundle.
What's the bundle?
Because look at I think it's like
just those two things?
No, Disney Plus and you can get Hulu added to it. I thought Hulu was included with the Disney Plus. It's not. It's a bundle.
Yeah, but they have completely different shows on Hulu.
So but DC Universe also has
But some
the
of them are
comics
streaming
library,
on HBO Max.
The entire comics library. HBO Max has not said anything of the animated films.
Right.
You know, I think the little gray area are these live action shows. But I think it's like, hey, and this is from Newsarama this morning. He said DC Universe tells subscribers HBO Max is friend, not foe.
Say it one more time.
DC Universe is – here's the statement, okay? Our Warner Media partners have made exciting news today and we're psyched. We also want to assure you that DC Universe is still going strong with an exciting year of super fan service coming through this year and next. From original programming, library beloved series, ever-expanding comic library, real-world events, and our just-launched new community, we're just getting started. So, you know
– that's confusing to me.
This is the most confusing streaming service out there right now.
Right, Ryan?
I have no idea what's going on.
It would be It would be like if Disney, instead, they launched MC Universe
right.
last year, and right. then they announced Disney Plus, and some of the MC Universe things were on Disney Plus, but they were separate.
We're going to call it Netflix Max.
Max. The whole thing.
Here's the thing I would say, and I don't know why they did it, but I guess because they had the content for it. DC launched their Universe app really quickly. Before, you know, I think they want to be the first out of the gate, but they also had the content to back it up. They weren't launching and then had nothing. They, for the past year, constantly streamed Titans, Young Justice, Swamp Thing, Doom Patrol. They've been knocking it out with all these shows, and they're getting better and better. So it's like they had the stuff ready to go. The HBO thing wasn't probably ready, you know, but it's all part
Maybe.
Of the same conglomerate.
So we will talk more about the TV part of HBO Max in a little bit.
Right.
I do want to go to the chat for a second, and then we'll continue to talk about what HBO's plan with DC is.
Okay.
But going to the chat, Ivan Soto with my favorite comment, still going strong, question mark. Good point. I don't know if DC Universe is going strong.
Titans got season 2, Doom Patrol season 2.
Swamp Thing, baby.
That was an expense thing. It wasn't.
I just don't know. We don't know the numbers for these things. So
but
going strong is hard to gauge.
I would kind of rather have been like what Marvel's doing with Winter Soldier, and that it's 6 episodes, and they even said they're going to have a second season. If you were only going to do Swamp Thing 10, they didn't plan on it being only 10 episodes, but I would have loved to go, hey, we're doing Swamp Thing. It's only going to be 10 episodes. That's all it's going to be.
Doom Tribe T says, my guess, DC Universe focuses more on the comic book content, and the TV shows go to HBO Max.
Because if you are a DC Universe, that comic library is insane what they have. And I don't like digital comics, but I love that.
Panther God says, hey, need to merge DC Universe movies app into HBO Max. Shouldn't have to pay twice.
And they haven't said that that's not going to happen.
We don't know.
We simply do not know, Mike. I see. Well, HBO was, what, $14.99 or something?
It's the same as HBO Max and HBO are the same price.
Okay. And I see, hey, HBO you can Max. Add DC Universe for $2. That's what I see is going to happen. I think DC's price is going to go down.
What, you don't
I
like that?
I like that. I think the one thing we just got to keep in mind is this is in May. So we have a lot of months
right.
for DC Universe to make some announcements about how, hey, maybe we're merging, or we're going to give you a credit, like you're going to have HBO Max for this much time. So it is really confusing right now, but we are a few months out. I keep thinking that this is coming out the same time as Disney Plus, Apple, all that, yeah. But it's in May. So right. I think that was a smart move on their part to push it there.
It is smart, especially because this next piece of news is that HBO Max is expected to produce major DCU films. So we're talking huge films here. Mike, as our Green Lantern in the room, I'm curious, do you feel like what this is talking about with major films, that we are going to launch characters in the DC Universe app or HBO Max app like Green Lantern and then have films also on HBO Max? Or do you think that we're talking about characters that have nothing to do with HBO Max and just developing DC movies for HBO Max?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, DC has gone away from, hey, it's all connected. You know, they have not done like a Batman on one thing and something on the other. You know what I'm saying? I think.
Keep in mind,
I don't think we're going to have a Batman on HBO.
Right? Maybe not Batman.
I think Matt Reeves' Batman is the Batman.
We do have
I think this Max thing is going to be a perfect place for The Question. Characters like The Question, Blue Beetle, Booster Gold. That is an HBO Max show.
So Berlanti was previous, not show though, movie is what we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
About.
Movies. I think.
Okay, so Berlanti was previously developing that Booster Gold movie. You think that might be on HBO Max?
And now, what's he
HBO
talking
Max?
About? Oh, you 100%. I think these movies that, again, you don't want to spend $150 million to make, but it's HBO's answer to a Netflix film.
We definitely, you know? And not only Netflix film, but when you think about it.
And is Marvel doing that? They're not.
Let me finish.
I'm just adding addendums.
Question, sir.
Just put your seltzer water in your mouth.
I do like it a lot. That's me. I'm Wonder Woman coming through right now.
Oh, God, I love that theme.
Thank you, Ryan. With Disney Plus putting Lady and the Tramp on Disney Plus.
Oh, that's not going to theaters?
That's going Disney Plus. Oh. You know, so they're already saying, you know, we see you, we're raising you.
Okay.
There's going to be more of that. And I think DC is saying, okay, we've got you. We've got your Lady and the Tramp. We've got our Booster Gold.
And if you look at the filmmakers that want to do HBO, that's a great, you know, HBO Sopranos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sopranos. Game of Thrones.
Just curious, Watchmen. Can you not think of any other HBO shows? Because we went Sopranos, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I meant Game of Thrones. That's what I was trying to get out.
Sopranos, Guardians. Mm-hmm.
I meant Game of
Thrones. How about Girls, Sex in the City?
Oh, Sex in the City, yeah,
Game
sure.
Game of Thrones.
That's what I said, Game of Thrones. That's what I tried to get out of Guardians.
I mean, come on,
what did you say? What?
6 Feet Under.
What was that, HBO?
Yeah. At the Leftovers, baby. I see you.
But I'm just saying, HBO always makes great television, great films. They do great work.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of but high profile filmmakers like working with them. So that's a win-win for them, I think.
Win-win. Yep. Who else is winning? Us, because we're here on DC Movie News continuing to talk DC movie
stuff. What else we got now?
Aquaman star Jason Momoa teases a huge announcement.
What did he tease?
That's what I'm trying to find out right about now. He says, also, I deleted something from my Instagram because I'm just very excited and I wasn't supposed to post that yet. I think that happens to a lot of them. So there's something really cool that's going to happen when I get back to LA. If you thought SNL was good, you better just look out. Man, coming at ya. It's coming. Wave of change is coming. Mananalu. I butchered
I don't think
words
he's,
for a living.
I don't think
Sorry.
That's any DC related. But
you don't think so?
Nah. Nah. He was on the WB a lot the other day because he posted pictures his family met Clint Eastwood. So
what do you think it could be?
I don't know.
You think our
they know that he was it last week you guys talked about that Aquaman, he was saying how it's bigger than the first one. Was that 2 weeks ago?
A couple
last
weeks
week?
Ago, yeah.
And we still know that's still a ways off. So,
Ryan,
what
do you think? You think this is DC related?
I think this is DC related. I mean, it says hashtag release the Snyder Cut. He's been meeting with Zack Snyder. Oh. I think something big's coming out. I don't know if it's going to be. It might be a formal announcement of. Maybe like he's seen an edit, or I think this is leading up to the Snyder Cut once again.
Snyder Cut.
I just have to say, like those fans out there that have like they have the hashtag and they have the websites for it. When that does get released, it's like it's going to be like so cathartic for them and the big like.
But don't
sticking
do
the finger
you think all
everyone.
Of them will be happy, or do you think that it will not be cathartic for some of them?
I think that's what they want. I mean. I mean, look at it this way. If the internet was alive back in the early 80s, there would have been people chanting, release the Donner Cut. You know, it's what we're living in an age now with social media where, you know, we have to kind of look at – use this looking glass throughout history, and there would have been the same thing for the Donner Cut.
You know what else we're living in an age of?
What's that?
Excellent television.
That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Very true.
What's happening? Feels like there's something at the door.
What?
Happy
what is this?
Birthday to you.
Oh, Jesus.
Happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to Mike Green Lantern.
What?
Happy birthday to you.
And there's even a green one. I didn't want all of the green ones because they're mint, but like Green Lantern green.
I thought this was a new TV time jingle.
No, it's pretty cool though. So you gotta make a wish, and it has to be Green Lantern related.
Okay.
But you can't tell us what it is.
I won't.
Oh, his face is really cute when he's making a wish. Look, he's moving his mouth.
I can't concentrate.
Sorry. Okay, let's give him a moment of silence while we're live on air. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yay!
Roxy.
Oh, happy
these are such good cupcakes too.
Well, it's a big week for you. We've got you almost made me cry at the beginning. We've got you trending, and you know. Your birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you guys. Thank you
Green
guys.
Lantern Day. All of those things. Now we're getting into TV time,
that's
baby.
What I knew.
Yeah.
You threw me off the music. I was like, what is going on here? I've been gone a
what's
month.
What's happening? I go, Jesus. What is happening? How was my acting in that moment?
It's okay.
It was okay. Give it away.
It's okay.
All right. So we've already talked a lot about HBO Max, but
we've talked in depth.
You think we went in depth? We went in deep. Baby.
Got it in deep.
We're going to go deeper, though.
Let's do it.
Because not only is there a Green Lantern show. Have you heard of it, by the way?
There's a Green Lantern show coming
on HBO Max.
I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
Man.
You didn't know?
That's a great picture of him, Ryan.
But there
Thanks.
Are... What, oh, it's it is a great picture.
Yeah.
But there's also a couple of other DC shows that I want to talk about. DC Superhero High series, which is coming from Elizabeth Banks.
Is that a show, a 420 show?
No, not high like
that's
that.
That's what I thought you got excited for.
No, that would be great.
See what I did there?
It's a superhero high. It's a superhero high school.
Oh.
There was the animated show, the Superhero Girls,
yep.
whatever that one was. Mm-hmm. But this is a live action. That was called DC Superhero
High.
Girls. What was the one?
Yeah, it's
Something
girls.
Like that. Mm-hmm. But this one is just DC Superhero High. Elizabeth Banks, obviously, with Pitch Perfect 2, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, that's kind of right in her wheelhouse, too, yeah.
Yeah, she's been doing her work both on and off screen. And
I like her.
So this is something I'm definitely excited for. They announced an Issa Rae show, a Mindy Kaling show, and an Elizabeth Banks show. So I think that's
all,
pretty.
Those are all DCs?
No. I'm just saying that those are all three HBO Max
oh,
things.
Max
so
things.
I think it's pretty awesome that they're bringing in such strong female
yeah.
creators and they're making such a statement with that. But Elizabeth Banks happens to be somebody that I really, really, truly adore. So, Mike, this might not necessarily be for you, but...
And that's okay.
But you're okay with that.
Yeah! That's why I love DC. We've talked about this ad nauseum in the past. Like, DC, you know, it's for everything. We've got the Lego movies that are not my cup of tea. We got
mm-hmm.
this kind of thing, the girls, DC Superhero Girls, not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something for everyone. It gets everyone involved with the comics. And, you know, and then these young kids that watch these shows go on to... Love DC Comics, and it keeps it all going. It's all cyclical.
Well, certainly in your wheelhouse is
yes.
the Green Lantern show,
yes,
but that's not the only one that we also announced.
No.
We announced a Strange Adventures show,
yeah,
which is going to be a DC anthology series
mm-hmm.
from Berlanti.
Right.
So Berlanti hopping over. Now, there's been a lot of questions that I've been seeing, and I'm curious from you, Mike, and anybody out there right now, do we think that just because it's a Berlanti show, that any things that are Berlanti shows are in the Berlanti-verse, a.k.a. the Arrowverse? Is there a connection between the Green Lantern show and Arrowverse?
Idea.
Is there a connection between Strange Adventures and Flash? All of the Are we living in the same, even if it's a different Earth, are we in the same verse? Or do you think not? You don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, because look at Black Lightning. That was told it wasn't in these universes, but now it's going to be part of it.
Yeah.
You know, Krypton.
That show right now is struggling.
Krypton, which was its own thing, could very easily have been set in this Arrowverse. Could have easily been folded into it. But I think they have that golden ticket of the Crisis and the multiverses. These could all, the movies, see, that's the thing we talk about, like, When I see all these build up to like the new actors being added to Crisis storyline of
mm-hmm.
all these characters, they have the golden ticket of the crisis that 20 years from now, all these shows that are still going or have changed and come and gone, they can all bring them into a movie together. And it would make Endgame look like, I don't know what. Like, having,
some,
Michael,
like small
having Michael Keaton show up with Brandon Routh and all these. Yeah. It's like the multiverse allows that.
Mm-hmm.
And a crisis with the multiverse allows that. So I don't think they have to rush to say, hey, these are all connected. This show's connected to this show. It's just like, hey, we're going to make great television. If down the line, for some reason, they need to connect, we can do it.
Let's see what's happening right now.
In the chat?
How'd you know?
Read your mind. There's a Martian Manhunter thing for you right there.
Are you Mike from Martian Manhunter?
No, I should not be him. Okay. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Just, well, it doesn't.
Not for you, but what is
no,
for
the
us,
character is just not me.
I got it. I was transitioning.
No.
You want me to keep going?
You're not the king of segs, I am.
Oh, no. I forgot about the king of segs. I just did something nice for you. Let me have it.
I want one so bad.
Eat it.
What do they taste like?
Okay. We got caramel, peanut butter,
what's
red
peanut butter?
Velvet. This one's caramel. That one's peanut butter.
Okay.
This is great TV for you guys. Mint, red velvet, white and white, black and white.
Caramel.
Okay. He's going with caramel.
Would you like one?
Great. So I'm going to read some comments while Mike enjoys his caramel thing. Ryan, was that your favorite 30 seconds of DC movie news that ever was?
That might just have been the best 30 seconds of DC movie news.
I was definitely thinking that as well. Ivan Soto says, Berlantiverse is not Arrowverse. No, Roxy. Inhuman says, Titans is going to make a cameo in Crisis. That would be pretty epic. Doom Tribe says, any chance we get a Krypton shout out in Crisis? I think that nothing's off the table. JLS says, it doesn't need to be connected. It works for Marvel. But that doesn't mean everyone needs to do it.
There he goes.
Arrow just rocks right now, says Meth CR. I will watch Superman and Lois based off on the title. Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that, the Superman Lois show.
Did that news come out this week?
Yeah. Did you miss that?
No, I got it.
With Tyler Hoechlin? Mm-hmm. I think that was this week. It might have been last week. How's that taste? It's pretty good.
I'm crying. It's so good.
Really?
Actually, I poked myself with the... With
tell
the,
me we got
with
it
the
on camera.
Match and it hurt so bad.
We might
got me.
Camera.
It got me so
tell
good.
Tell me, Ryan. Tell me
I think
we got
did
it.
Get
it got me so good right in the nose. I'm gonna cry.
Also, I'm just curious. Do you know that that's not a match? It's actually a candle.
You know what I meant.
I don't know what you mean,
knew what
but
I meant.
It's, you, to the people who are listening on SoundCloud,
I don't know what SoundCloud
like
is.
Like
I don't,
put a bunch of matches in your cupcake.
I don't address SoundCloud.
Okay, let's get to a little bit more news because we got to get out of here soon. Pennyworth, I know you're excited about this. Picked up for season 2. I'm going to be perfectly frank with you, Mike.
Can I be Susan?
Great, good.
You just said, can I be
Ryan.
Frank with? I'm going to be Frank. I'm like, all right, well, I'll be Susan.
I said I'm going to be frank with you, so that means we're both frank.
I'm going to be Susan with you.
What does you being Susan with me look like? Ryan, please zoom in on Mike.
I'm the kind of person that has to see the manager. That's who I am when my Susan's in charge.
Pennyworth was picked up for season 2. I have not seen a single second of Pennyworth at all.
I thought you saw the pilot.
No. Did I say I did? Because if I did, I don't remember it.
Okay.
You're liking the show?
Yeah, I am.
It's making my
allergies
crazy. SoundCloud listeners are going to think you're snorting something.
I can't even believe it right now. It's so good. Let's talk about something that you haven't seen any seconds of, Watchmen.
I haven't seen anything.
So we don't have too much time to break it down here. I will say that I thought that I think the show's amazing. I think episode 2 was even better than episode 1. But if you want in-depth coverage, I've been listening to their after show. And just as a little peek behind the curtain right now, let me finish what I'm saying before you start talking. I see you pointing.
I'm waiting.
What you're doing.
I'm waiting.
We audit shows here. The staff members audit shows for people. I have not been assigned Watchmen. I am listening to Watchmen as a legitimate fan right now. And our very own Ryan Nelson is one of the hosts of the show.
Thank
along
you.
With Tayron and Drew Jones, both of whom have guested on DC Movie News in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you guys are part of this show and you're
top-notch
all DC
team.
Experts. and I just think that it's freaking awesome. So if you want in-depth coverage, go to our sister network, AfterBuzz TV. Watch the Watchmen after show. They find theories that I was
God.
What,
10 episodes,
blown.
Right? Is it 10?
Ryan, 8 or 10?
I believe
10,
it's 13? A weird 9.
Oh, it's a weird 9. We love a weird 9.
A weird 9.
That's one of those shows I'm going to binge.
Now,
like,
say what you were going to say.
I bit into some caramel, and it just was like
so
right
good.
In my mouth.
The
like,
caramel's
oh,
great.
Man,
good. I'm so happy for you.
This is for the SoundCloud listeners.
Mike, I'd recommend not binging it.
No?
I think what's so much fun about any Damon Lindelof show, which I reference
Drink.
All the time, Drink One, yeah, is that it's the speculation week to week.
Okay.
There's so much talk. And in fact, last week when we were even talking about it on the show, everyone was talking about the first scene in the first episode of Watchmen. It's all the buzz. I would recommend
no binge then.
Not to binge, but that's just my recommendation.
Well, I'll take your recommendation.
Yeah.
This is for the SoundCloud listeners out there.
What is
that caramel's so good.
Let's get the heck out of here.
I have SoundCloud there. I gave him a shout. I gave him a listen. Is that it? Do we cover everything?
That's it for DC movie news today. I'm sure there's some things we missed, but just because I'm staring into those beautiful cupcake-filled hands and eyes. It's so good. I'm so happy for you right now.
It's so good, the caramel.
Don't forget to follow Johnny LaQuasto at John Quasto. He's doing big things with the WWE right now. You were excited to watch him be a little Healy.
He's terrible. He's like a bad guy. I love
Healy.
It.
At Adam Gertler. It's at Ryan underscore Nilsson?
Ryan Nilsson underscore.
Underscore. Ryan Nilsson underscore. Oh, man. I botched that. It's Mike, where can everybody keep up with you?
At Mike Kalinowski. And again, guys, all kidding aside, thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you guys have been tweeting out to me. All the birthday shout-outs this week. It was insane.
We love you.
I love you guys. I think it's awesome what's going on, and it'll happen someday. It's there.
We've got to unify.
And you guys are all part of it. That's what the thing is. Like, you guys are all part of this. It's not just me. It's everyone.
We need
I think
to unify
awesome.
With one hashtag, though.
Well, let's think of the best hashtag. We're going to go with that one.
You guys tell us in the comments below what is the hashtag that we're going with. Yeah. Also, don't forget to thumbs up, 5-star, wherever you are. I'm at Roxy Straro. We'll see you guys next time for DC Movie News.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.